Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Study that out. They were better qualified in the natural sense than Moses and Aaron to be the leaders of Israel. And a whole lot of people got behind them. And they backbit against Moses and Aaron. They cussed Moses and Aaron. They talked against. They contended when they withstood them. And God finally said, all right, Moses, tell them to meet me out in the desert. Amen. I'm paraphrasing. Moses, man, he said, tell all those who are on God's side to come on your side. Amen. And he said that a whole bunch of folk left. But there were 250 leaders still over there. Amen. With this guy, with these guys who had spoken these things. And God said to Moses, if I don't do something by this time tomorrow, then I'm not God. I'm just paraphrasing. And Moses said, God's about to show himself who's on his side and who's not on his side. And as he spake, the ground opened up and fire, hell fire, came up out of the ground, swallowed all of them that didn't come over to the other side. So their tongues set on fire the course of nature that was set on fire of hell. What they were saying literally opened up hell. And hell consumed them. Amen. How you view you and how you speak about you and how willing or unwilling you are to do certain things or the vision you have of you, all of that plays a major part in how you will talk. Where no vision is, people cast off restraint. There's not discipline. There's no willingness. Let me tell you something. In doing all that I started this message with about exercise, all that stuff, there's a breaking through. There's a mental breaking through. Because the first day you do something and you feel aches, your body said, don't you ever try that again. You're too old for that. But see, just beyond that is a breakthrough. I hear Caleb saying, I'm 85, but yet I'm still strong. Are we serving the same God? I said, are we serving the same God? Well, you ain't 85 yet. God will preserve us, but it's got to be our spirit first and not the brain. The brain is utilized and has its purpose, but it can't take the place of your spirit, man. Our mouth is our power to succeed or fail. Proverbs 10:32. Again, let them pop it up on the screen. I'll just read it from there. Proverbs 10:32 and then 15:2. Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speak frowardness. Proverbs 15:2. We're going to be in Proverbs for a bit. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. One more in Proverbs 15, 23, verse 23 of that same chapter. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Good people say what is acceptable. Huh? Untrustworthy people say what isn't acceptable. Saint of God, why are you always saying stuff that's not acceptable? I ain't talking about it in here. I'm just saying. The saint that says all this stuff that's not acceptable. Knowing how and when to use what we know is wisdom. Just because you know something doesn't mean you should say it. I say that again. I got a good response there. Just because you know something doesn't mean you should say it. But I just got to say this. No, you don't. A wise person's mouth is found or formed. A wise person's mouth is framed, that's the word of God, by his heart. He speaks from his heart. Amen. We should learn to speak at the pace of our heart. Not our brain. Amen. That's why the word of God says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. We should learn to speak at the pace of our heart, not our brain. The heart moves slowly, but wisely. The brain moves quickly, but not wisely. The brain deals with knowledge. The heart deals with wisdom. If we're to be effective communicators, remember, words were not just for communication, they were for creation, but we're communicators now. It is imperative our heart is engaged as we speak, not just our brain. Our heart speaks to other hearts. The brain speaks to other brains.
Amen.
Proverbs 26, verse 7. I hope I'm helping you with something here. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. Why statements in the mouth of a foolish person become ineffective? Because their life fails to endorse their words.
Amen.
Right words heal. Cutting words wound people deeply. We live in a world of bitter people. People are bitter, hurt, wounded. Hurtful words leave deep wounds in the soul. People become bitter because their deep wounds infect their spirit. Words carry spiritual life. If that life is violent, people are damaged within. Proverbs 17:20, get that up for me. 17:22, Proverbs 17:22. I'm going to segue into something. We're going to head on down the home stretch. Tell somebody, my words are not just talk.
My words are not just talk.
Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A merry heart does good like a medicine for the individual and for individuals that they are communicating to. A merry heart. Listen to this medical research. Medical research has shown that fun keeps you fit. Amen. See, some of us just need to have some fun. Yeah. What's fun? Laughter lowers blood pressure. And it massages the heart. It massages the lungs and all other vital organs. Somebody say laughter. That's why it does good like a medicine. Laughter triggers the release of an antibody called immunoglobulin. Something like that. What that does, it boosts the immune system. Amen. Somebody say, laughter does good. Like a medicine. People usually that live the longest and stay the healthiest are those who are the happiest and the most creative. That's Norman Cousins. It's imperative, saints, that we purpose to keep our spirit buoyant. Buoyant. You know, buoyant. Above the waters. Don't sink. You can determine that. Amen. Your attitude, you can determine your attitude. Amen. Amen. Not someone else. You can. When it seems like everything else is against you, you can still determine your attitude. Amen. Find something you can be happy or excited about or glad about. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 55. Now, James said that the tongue is an unruly member. No one can tame it. And if allowed, it will set on fire the course of nature, which is set on fire of hell. Demons. Amen. Oppression. The enemy is not satisfied with you being sad. He wants you depressed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
First, he'll try to impress you. To entertain something. Then he'll try to oppress you. Get on you where you can't shake him. Ultimately, he wants to depress you. He can't possess you. But he wants to just rub your face in the dirt, get you down. Child of God. See, because he knows laughter is a medicine for you. Huh? Laughter. Somebody say laughter.
Is my medicine.
Don't be so stoic and so prideful that you can't laugh at yourself sometimes. Some of them blunders you make that nobody knows about. Laugh. You ain't crazy. You just messed up laughing. So serious all the time. There's a time and a season where you are focused. There's a time you need to massage that heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Watch folks say, what y'all doing laughing in church? Trying to get some of y'all healthy. You're focused on the wrong narrative. You're focused on what's wrong. Focus on what's right. Focus on what benefits you. Focus on what God has done already. Don't give the devil that attention.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.